The destructive practices to our Constitution are moving forward because of the moderation of our modern conservatives and their media outlets.
Among modern conservatives, they are not the opposite of liberals. Today's conservatism is really only a reaction to a political philosophy, and a very weak one at that. In essence, friends, the modern-day conservatives are fraternizing with the enemy of your country.
Can a man who essentially agrees with President Obama on all the key issues realistically become the Republican nominee for president?
For example, why do the modern conservatives always capitulate or surrender to the emotions of the socialists when it comes to the law?
Mitt Romney believes in all these things, but here's the crusher. So does President Obama. There's not a dime's worth of difference between them.
Did they forget that hundreds of thousands of men and women died to ratify the Constitution that they so easily forfeit at every constitutional challenge? And that's even if the Constitution is brought up, which in most cases it's not. Why are they ashamed of the moral absolutes that they claim to stand for? The deception is modern conservatives don't really take an opposite view from liberals, only a slightly slower path in the same direction and same destination as liberals. And at the end of the day, they come to the same conclusion, and America loses.
What will happen if we are left with a choice among the major party candidates of Mitt Romney and Barack Obama? I have argued, Jake, that they are closer to each other than either of them is to Ron Paul or any of the founding fathers.
Today's conservatives are simply yesterday's liberals. If we want our rights restored, then we'd better start electing God-fearing constitutionalists who are not willing to go along to get along. Conservative defines in Webster's 1828 as preservative, having power to preserve in a safe or entire state or from loss, waste, or injury. Friends, salt preserves and it stops putrefaction. Who said that we were to be the salt of the earth? Jesus said in Matthew 5:13, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men." The conservatives of today have lost their savor and have allowed the Constitution to be trampled under the foot of government corruption. And speaking of corruption in our government, why have the American people thrown off the option of impeachment? Corrupt politicians are not allotted the duration of their term to destroy the Constitution, while the American people are taught by the modern conservatives to sit back and allow it to take place. Republics have been destroyed for the lack of impeachment, and it is the duty of every American in this country to throw off tyranny in our government. Thomas Jefferson rightly stated, "The two enemies of the people are criminals and government." So let us tie the second down with the chains of the Constitution so the second will not become the legalized version of the first. Have you ever taken the time to notice in America that the modern-day conservatives always complain about the left while they debate away the pith and marrow of who we are as a people? And in the end, the left wins the day only to show the hypocrisy of the modern-day conservative? America? There wouldn't be a left if the right was doing the right thing at all times. Let me turn the lights on here for you for a minute. We have one Constitution, not two. The two-party system gives the impression to the American people that the left can do what they want to do when they are in power, and the right can do what they want to do when they are in power. Well, let me set the record straight. They're both wrong. The Constitution is the Constitution. The law is the law. Truth is truth, and truth is not changed by our opinions. Truth changes our opinions to fit our truths. It is okay, friends, to have different opinions as long as we are rooted in the same principles. And it's our principles that the modern-day conservative is surrendering through debating our Constitution away with their own opinions. How many times have you seen the modern conservatives during one of their debates with the left, as they call it, interject the law or the Constitution?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you.
Like
together,
you.
We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we should rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, really quick, I just seen this post. I want to show it to you. Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Again, go back over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're on the top left side of the page, the afternoon show. The morning show with Tim Brown is on the right side of that page. I want you to see this really quick, okay? In case this is the smart people in America, and I want you to see this for yourselves, okay? In case you're undecided between Trump and Biden, the elephant and the donkey, right? And, of course, they want to use an expletive, though it is biblical. I'm not going to say it because it would be out of context. But it shows us the left and the right side, right? And it's completely backwards, by the way. But the point is, it tells us, in case you're undecided, this is coming from all of the political worshipers of the golden calf that the powers that are tolerated have created. Now listen, 1.9% inflation rate, 17% increase under Joe Biden, only 1.9% under Donald Trump. Here, I want to set that record straight really quick because I want you to understand that Donald Trump increased the national deficit by trillions of dollars. And again, this is one of those things that people just want to go ahead and act like it's not happening or did it ever happen. Trump added $8.4 trillion to the national deficit. I want to say it again. Donald Trump added $8.4 trillion to the national deficit. But what did he tell you? Oh, it's going to be so easy to eradicate it. It's going to be so easy to get rid of all of that national debt. No, again, what he says, people are taking him for face value rather than pulling the curtain back on the criminal for who he is and exposing him for the fruit that he bears on his branches, right? And we can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree when it comes to Donald Trump or any other politician for that matter. But again, going back to the two-party system, in case you're undecided, $2.17 gas prices under Donald Trump. Under Joe Biden, $3.96. Oh, bad Joe, bad Joe. Go back to Donald Trump in case you're undecided. $1,096 average rent, $2,395 under Joe Biden. Under Donald Trump, in case you're undecided, up 62%, the NASDAQ. Under Joe Biden, it was up 13.8%. Going back, in case you're undecided, plus 3.5% grocery prices under Trump, plus 25% under Joe Biden. It's interesting. We wouldn't have a Joe Biden if people would think things through, because Donald Trump promised that he was going to drain the swamp, when in fact, when he got there, he did just the exact opposite. Again, if people would think this through, if Donald Trump would have drained the swamp, Joe Biden would have been behind bars long ago, at least for his crimes being committed and has committed against the American people. Let's go back. In case you're undecided, no change under Donald Trump. Electricity up 21.43%. Matter of fact, when electricity was created, it was actually supposed to be a free service to the people, in case you didn't know. But this is another facet that corruption can come in and garner control over the people that they mean to enslave. In case you're undecided, one more, 7.1% under Trump, the regular average hourly earning. And under Joe Biden, minus 3.5%. Boy, isn't that interesting? If Donald Trump would have did what he promised by draining the swamp, there wouldn't be a Joe Biden. Okay. Now, but what I want you to pay attention to is this is premised on a what? A two-party system. And what, again, I want you to understand is there's a political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. These are the lies that they mean to make truthful or sound truthful. And they get away with it because they know how to lie better than most people know how to tell the truth. And here again is the conservative of the day fueling a narrative that does, listen carefully and look at me, please, does not constitutionally exist. There is no such thing as a Republican Party. No more than there is any such thing as a Democratic Party constitutionally. And that applies to all 101 unconstitutional party systems that are put in play to divide and conquer. Jesus said, a house divided against itself will not stand. How do you divide the people? Well, create a two-party system. We had a friend on, this is probably 3-4 years ago now, and I remember the interview we were having with her, and she was a part of Donald Trump's press corps, the White House press corps. So she was on the inside out, and we'd have her on occasionally on the show, letting the American people know what she had to say. And what she would tell us is at one point she had national leaders, she said, were at the table with Donald Trump. And she said, P.S., by the way, what Donald says to people behind closed doors and what he says to the American people outside of closed doors are two different stories. Okay. He's a politician. Right, he's been playing the game his whole life. Look at it, look at the corruption that has promoted him to the position that where he's at today, to say the least. Right, but again, I want to go back. Donald Trump sitting at the table with all these national leaders from the world or from around the world, and one person piped up and said, "Oh, I see how Americans are doing this, changing their government, changing their law. We need to set up a two-party system." This person said, we need to set up a two-party system. We need to set up pro wrestling at its very worst. We need to, regardless if they're best friends behind closed doors or not, like in the WWF, pro wrestlers, you know, for example, we do a whole show on this. Many of these pro wrestlers that, you know, one sold you as the good guy and the other sold you as the bad guy. Did you know that in many cases, they're best of friends behind closed doors and they travel from city to city, state to state, from all over the country? That's exactly what politicians are doing. But yet the American people have not awakened to the fact that this does not constitutionally exist. So this is what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes here, friends. And I got to tell you what, just when I look at today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, I got to tell you, when I read Matthew 5:13, that they're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men, that is exactly who they are. They are the ones that are feeding the narrative to their own demise. And the bad guys are sitting above, looking down and laughing at today's conservatives for fueling the narrative that does not constitutionally exist. And don't sit back and say that they're doing it inadvertently, friends. They have the same constitution to read as I do, which is premised on the Word of God. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we'll be right back.
The This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face
hey guys, I'm sorry. My social media platform friends, tell me how much this makes sense. The country is being destroyed by corrupt people, and yet gold and silver is the answer.
Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Should be up in just a second here. Welcome back again to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we've been doing over the last 25 years, as well as SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 13 to 15 articles over there from contributors that are a part of this war that we are in, friends. Read 1 Timothy 6:12, and also understand, friends, that they are as the sons of Issachar, knowing the times. If you're going to bring about change, friends, you got to understand what you're changing. And I can also tell you this, William Booth, the founder from the Salvation Army, also said that if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. Here, let me show you how you trouble the present. You tell the truth and you do the right thing. And if you do the right thing, you are right, right, in the face of God and before him. In all that we do. So praise God for that. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ here. 1 Timothy 2:5. He's the only mediator between man and God. His name is Jesus. I said one. Jesus, and we are to follow him who is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him, John 14:6. Okay, so let's get to this real quick. We're getting more invitations. We're going to be in, as a matter of fact, we go to over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and we go to the bottom of that page. You're going to see that we're going to be in Cortez, Colorado, Saturday, July 27th, from 6 to 9 p.m. I'm looking forward to that event. We're looking forward to doing some in-studio stuff, hopefully with Kelly Turner out there as well. Again, Cortez, Colorado, Saturday, July 27th. We just got another invitation, I believe, from Indiana. I can stand corrected. I think I heard it in passing. But we're filling the schedule again, and we're trying to take the month off, which just isn't going to happen. That's okay. This is what we do, right? And we got a short time in redeeming the time, so we're making the most of that time because we understand, as Scripture tells us, that life is but a vapor. So let's get back to this. I was just talking about how we're set up on a system of divide and conquer. And people need to understand this more than anything. It was Orwell that said, there's a political language that's been made and it's been created to make lies sound truthful. Well, if you look at the model of pro wrestling, it's exactly what they do in politics. And if you look at Donald Trump, remember, he's good friends with the CEO from Pro Wrestling Friends. The big dog over there, as a matter of fact, he even appointed his wife over the business administration in the United States of America. That's why we call it the circus of politics. For anybody that believes this nonsense that's created, this narrative that's untrue and unconstitutional, and you keep playing games with these people, and you keep walking around that mountain, folks, I don't know how to say it any other way than you deserve what you get. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy, Jonah 2:8. And it's exactly right. You keep getting caught up into the same cycle. I got to say it again, and I'm going to continuously say it until November. There's over 1,000 presidential candidates, and you're stuck on the two that they've given unto you? Whoa, that's craziness. That's craziness. George Washington, the said president of the United States, warned of the party system. As a matter of fact, Democrats and, you know, the versus the Republicans is a political language devised to divide the American people. Does it work? Yeah. Yeah, it's working. And that's why the powers that are tolerated are laughing at these people. To say the least. When you watch Fox News, you watch the conservatives of the day, what are they doing? Don Bongino and all these other clowns, what are they doing? They're feeding the narrative, and they're making millions of dollars off their golden calf. And again, as I've said 1,000 times, they're not serving the people. If they were, they would make reference to the Constitution that tears down the lies of the system, the establishment that they're trying to create. In tearing down the Constitution in hopes of making it an image like themselves. Not legal in this country, friends, but we have to know the difference. When we go over to that of Thomas Edison, I want you to listen to what he had to say. And it's important that you do understand what he says, because I'm going to go to Scripture with you on it so you can understand. The strength of the Constitution lies in the will of the people to defend it. Again, we are a constitutional republic. We are not a system of government where we have 101 party affiliates. The strength of the Constitution, Article 4, Section 4, tells us that we are a constitutional republic. The strength of the Constitution lies in the will of the people to defend it. There it is. So when we're talking about what's going wrong with this country, again, the only people we have to complain about is the ones that that are standing in front of the mirror. It's called taking responsibility. Again, how many times has the Lord said, take heed unto yourself? That means pay careful attention unto yourself. How many times has Jesus said, be not deceived? Over and over again, be not deceived, be not deceived. But yet people are deceived. And then they get what they sow into. Hey, folks, you sow into the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. And it's exactly what's happening in this country today. Now, it's interesting when you go over to Matthew 7, it talks about the straight and the narrow and difficult is the way. You know what? Here, let's just do this just for a moment. Because I hear this all the time. See, right now what we're doing is, because we're commanded by God in using the judge's word to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. Isn't that correct? Isn't that come down to really a whole lot of common sense, Ezekiel 44:23? But one of the things that I hear all the time is, like, even what I'm talking about right now, who are you to judge? What are you for Joe Biden? What are you for Are you for Hillary Clinton? Are you for Barack Obama? No, I'm not for either one of them because I'm not stupid enough to believe that they're legitimate candidates like yourself. That's the truth of the matter. And you can call it name-calling all that you want. But the word stupid means dull and insensible. Webster's 1828. And dull and insensible lines up perfectly with Jeremiah 5:21. You have eyes, but you don't see. You have ears, but you don't hear. And these are the first people to say, who are you to judge me? This is the anthem today, friends. To a nation that loves their sin more than the Christ, they are the ones that, first and foremost, because they've been taught by the hirelings in the pulpit, John 10:12, to say, thou shalt not judge. Thou shalt not judge. Who are you to judge me? Go to Matthew 7 for a moment. What does it say? It says, judge not that you be not judged. Isn't that what it says? Yep. Just hang on a second. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged, and with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why do you behold the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but consider not the beam that is in thine own eye? What does he say? Listen carefully. He's talking about those that haven't repented. Okay? He's saying you're sitting there telling them about the mote that they have in their eye, but you don't consider the beam that's in your own. Who's he talking to? He's talking to the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day. Then what does he say? Or how will you say to your brother, let me pull the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in your own? What is the Lord's answer? He's talking to the hypocrites. He's not talking about the Christians. He's talking about the Pharisees. You know, the ones that were supposed to be aware of their leaving? The ones that fed on man-made commandments, right? You know, see, what they saw in other men as being sin, they didn't consider it to be sin in their own lives. That's a hypocrite. Do as I say, but don't do as I do, Matthew 23, verse 3. That's who these people were. Then he says, here's the answer. He's talking to the hypocrites, right? First cast the beam out of thine own eye. In other words, repent. And then you shall see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. And then what does the Lord say right after this? People don't even pay attention to this. What's the first thing he says? He says, give not that which is holy unto the dogs. What is he doing? He's teaching you to judge. He's telling you not to cast that which is holy to these hypocrites that were called dogs. Neither cast your pearls before swine. He was calling them swine, lest they trample them under feet and turn again and rend you. Oh my goodness, is the church filled with that today? Absolutely. You know, it's also interesting. That was the first lesson that he taught us. And then the second thing he taught us was how to pray. And then it's also interesting. He said, if you know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more will your Father give unto those that ask the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit? Amen. Why? Because we need him to see and to hear in this life as Christians, that we are partakers of the divine nature, friends, that men might find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. What comes to my aid is 1 Corinthians 2:5, 1 Thessalonians 5:10, and also, I'm sorry, 1 Thessalonians 1:5, forgive me, and then also consider 4:20 of 1 Corinthians. The kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power. But it is in power. You're to find your faith in him, not in man. What Jesus was a conduit for the Father. He only did that which he seen the Father do. He told the Pharisees, listen, if you don't believe me, at least believe me for the work's sake, that the Father is in the Son doing the works. That's what I'm talking about here, right? Did everybody get that? Boy, that was about as simple as I could possibly make it. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com. PETREGEN.com or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not,
guys, we should be up in just a second here. I should probably let you guys know too. BBS in Texas just got hit by a hurricane. I'll bring that up on live radio in just a moment here.
If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I'm Alex Newman, international journalist. I cannot recommend them highly enough. The work that Bradley and the Sons of Liberty are doing is absolutely
should be up in just
church,
a minute
nation,
here.
To our families.
Do consider
so
becoming a son or daughter of Liberty, friends. You keep
them.
Us out there.
Standing firm for what is right.
Portage,
become a son or daughter
or
of
Portage,
Liberty,
Indiana.
At sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Is that the invitation that we're getting right
since
now?
October 7th,
three
Israel
jeeps deep.
Fighting for its
just asking. I don't know. I heard it in passing.
From all sides. And with global anti-Semitism on the rise, now is the time to show Israel and the Jewish people that they are not alone.
It's BBSRadio.com.
Join Christians United for Israel at our nation's capital for the 2024 Washington.
That's our home base right now.
Let your voice be heard on Capitol Hill.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I didn't know that. Nice to meet you, man. That's awesome. Did not know that.
Hear from top American and Israeli leaders and experience a night to honor
Israel. Looking forward to it, guy.
You will never forget. Space is limited, so register today by visiting cufi.org/summit.
And we should be up in just a moment. There's so much information coming down right now, Americans. It's just like, let's just lay the axe to the root of the tree.
The largest pro-Israel voice in America. Add yours today.
BBS Radio TV.
Yeah, we'll be up in just a second, folks. We got a whole new rotation of commercials coming in, and this is from last week, so forgive us. BBS just got hit by a hurricane, and that's what we're trying to filter in right now, but they don't have any power, so.
And we won't limit your opinion.
Pretty crazy stuff.
You get to decide what's right, what you like, and then live with it.
And we should be up in just a second here.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels.
Thanks for all the orders this week, guys.
Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of
really
truth.
Happy to see.
Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
Feeding on the Word of God the way that they're feeding on the Word of God. So, good job. Thank you. Okay. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just wanted to let you know that BBS, our new home base, BBSRadio.com, BBSRadio.com, they got hit this week by it hit at 5 o'clock this morning, Don told me, over at BBS. radio.com, that they got hit by a hurricane, and he said they can't even get down the street. He said all the electricity's down. He said there's trees down everywhere. You can't go in or out. I hope there's no fires. I mean, that's pretty crazy, but that's what's going on with BBS right now. Our new affiliate is, and our new flagship is bbsradio.com, bbsradio.com. You'll find us over there as well as sonsoflibertyradio.com on the right side of that page. Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, also beforeitsnews.com. I was going to bring something else up as well. And whatever that is, it'll come back around, believe me. So let's get over back to Matthew 7. I was talking about judging. And it's interesting, the Lord highlighted those that he was talking to when he said, judge not lest ye be judged. He was talking to the hypocrites that didn't practice what they preached. And then the very next thing he does is he goes and teaches us not to cast that which is holy under the dogs. What is he doing? Teaching us justice and judgment, right from wrong. Neither cast ye your pearls before the swine. Oh, that's what I was going to do. Yes. The axe is laid under the root of the tree. Isn't that interesting? It is absolutely interesting. And now, why was I there? Because I was just thinking about this right before we got back on the radio here. And I'm just going to go over there as well, because that's one of the things that came up before we got back on the air. And again, I'm just following the Holy Ghost here, friends. It's interesting that John the Baptist was preaching in the wilderness of Judea. Okay, this is that bad boy prophet that pointed his finger in Luke 3:19 at King Herod for all of his evils. Okay, he was calling it down. He was the one that said in Matthew 3:2, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Okay, this is the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Now just follow me through with this. John had his raiment of camel's hair, leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat with locusts and wild honey. Can you imagine a guy like that preaching in the church today? Nope, but he was the greatest prophet born of women. And when they came to his baptism in Jordan, they were confessing their sins. Anybody know why they were confessing their sins? They were all confessing their sins before one another that they might be held accountable to walk in uprightness, right? Walking in the fear of the Lord, one with another. What's the first thing, John? And this is what I want to get to, because we're talking about those that don't know their left hand from their right hand. They're the ones that take out of context, "Thou shalt not judge." They twist scripture the way that Satan twisteth the scripture. Isn't it interesting? The first thing he says is, when he saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees come to his baptism, the first thing he said to them is, "You generation of snakes. You generation of vipers." Was he name calling? Absolutely not. Notice what he asked them right after that with a question mark. "Who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" In other words, they didn't love each other enough. They didn't love each other enough to actually preach the word. Then he said, "Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance." Okay. Then he said, "We have Abraham to be our father." He said, "Don't say that, because God is able of these stones to raise up the children unto Abraham." And then what does he say? You got to pay attention in context to what he says. "And now also is the axe laid under the root of the tree. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire." Are these people that are caught up into the two-party system, are they bringing forth good fruit? Are they bringing forth the same wicked men? See, kings will be tyrants from policy, said Edmund Burke, when rebels are tyrants from principles, or rebels from their own principles. And that's exactly right. We could go through Matthew 7 all day long, friends. It's got great content. I mean, the pith and the marrow. It will feed you for the rest of your life. As a matter of fact, for eternity. Left that engrafted word, engraft itself unto you, that your souls might be saved, friends. That is good feeding. And I'm talking about feeding on the bread of life, John 6:35 as well. Now, let me go back to this as well, friends. Thomas Edison said the strength of the Constitution lies in the will of the people to defend it. Let's go to the end of 7 of Matthew. And what does it say right there? He said, "Therefore, whosoever hears my words," I'm going to say it King James Version, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them," "I will liken him unto a wise man." The Lord didn't say, "I will liken unto him because he does what I tell him and command him to do." He didn't say that he is a legalist, that it was legalism to obey the Lord. No, people obey the Lord because they love him, not because they hate him or they have to or else, right? Going forward, "That whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving himself," right? "Which built his house upon a rock." By the way, when you look at Matthew 16, I believe it's verse 18, where Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church. Folks, that has nothing to do with Catholicism. That has everything in the world with the Lord bringing forth revelation to Peter. "Upon this rock, I will build my church." It was upon the rock of revelation by the Holy Ghost that the Lord built upon the rock. Okay? Now listen to what he says next. He said, "For it was founded upon a rock, because they were doers, not hearers only." You can take this as a republic. Okay, and you can put this up against what they call a democracy, the system they have created to divide and conquer. And he says in verse 26, he says, "And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not," this is the conservatives of the day, "shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand." They want somebody else to do it for them. The Lord commanded them to do it, right? "And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall." The Bible says that they, after Jesus ended his sayings, that the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as having one that had authority and not as the scribes, the doctors of the law. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy? What are politicians put in place for? Especially the two wings to the same bird that have been offered up to the American people. They've been given to the people as options to do what? To do the same things as they're told to do, because what they are is puppeteers. That's exactly what they are. The agenda goes forward concerning this global initiative, regardless of what side you vote for, because they work for the same people. That's the problem that the American people don't come to the realization of when it comes to their country. That's why they're going to lose their country. I want to go over to this again. It's same content, line upon line, precept upon precept, talking about a political language that's designed to make lies sound truthful. The right-left paradigm does not constitutionally exist. I'm going to prove it to you from our forefathers in just a moment. Listen carefully. I remember hearing, again, this is all I have reference to. You can say it's, I'm just going after him. No, I'm not going after him. He's been going after us far too long. But going after Donald Trump in the sense of giving forth the truth of the matter so you might decide as to the truth of the matter. Well, you're not going to know until someone actually proposes that truth to you, right? Did you know that he called America a purified democracy? And did you also know that over and over again, administration after administrations, Americans have been continually inundated with the sort of propaganda coming from those that should know the difference. Does anybody know who the last president was that actually acknowledged that we were a constitutional republic? He was no good neither. He's probably a little bit better than what you see today. Ronald Reagan. He was actually the last president to acknowledge that we were a constitutional republic. Well, here, folks, you can cross-check everything I'm telling you. As a matter of fact, I suggest that you always do that. Take the time to go over to Article 4 of Section 4 and tell me how it works and what it says. And then tell me how it works. We're a constitutional republic. Friends, to say that we are a democracy shows the very pith and marrow of ignorance, that is on a daily basis coming from those who are to uphold our enumerated laws found in our constitutional republic form of government. You hear it all the time. If you don't understand this fundamental understanding of our government, this is why the country's going to what you call the left, which does not, again, constitutionally exist. Because if the right was doing the right thing all the time, you can finish this, right, friends? There wouldn't be a left. I want you to listen carefully to Fisher Ames, along with George Washington, but this is Fisher Ames, who are the architects of the First Amendment. Listen carefully to what he said. He said, "A democracy is a volcano which conceals the fiery materials of its own destruction." What are you being told that we are continuously by the mainstream media and the politicians that work hand in glove? That we're a democracy. He said, Fisher Ames did, these will produce an eruption and carry desolation in their way because the known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness. That means excessive license. That's why you're seeing the sodomite agenda. This is why you're seeing Antifa. This is why you're seeing Black Lives Matter, because the people don't understand that we're ruled by law. Our laws condemn all of those groups. Did you know that? The known propensity of a democracy is what? Is to licentiousness, which is the ambitious would call and the ignorant believe to be liberty. No, it is not liberty. James Madison, the fourth president of the father of our Constitution, said of democracy, "Democracies have been spectacles of turbulence and contention." Is this what you're seeing? Yep. They have ever been found incompatible with the personal security of personal rights of property. Hello. And have in general been as short in their lives as they have been in their violent deaths. Let me say this. If you don't want to hear what I'm telling you now, this is exactly what precipitates war. The first casualty in every war is always the truth. And what I'm revealing to you right now is what our forefathers refused and that is a democracy. That's why they established a republic or an empire of laws and not of men, said John Adams. An empire of laws and not of men. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
That's Kevin Shipp from the CIA. We're going to have him up soon enough.
Like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people...
Ronald Reagan was another actor, too, by the way, just like Trump.
Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Just having a little technical issue here, which was kind of odd, but we're good to go. Again, I don't know what happened there, but it is what it is. We're talking about what we're told from the mainstream media. I started the show talking about, in case you're undecided and you get the conservatives of the day feeling the narrative. I'm just here to tell you that the narrative doesn't constitutionally exist. Nothing more, nothing less. And that's what's embarrassing about these people. You see their posts all day long, and they think they know what they're talking about. Hey folks, I have a public relations guy that calls every once in a while, and he calls a lot about, you know, just in general, just, you know, getting on some national radio shows like the CNNs of the world and others, not only just CNN, but like Fox News and all these other guys. And it's like, yeah, guy, I mean, I'm all game to do all that stuff. And the truth of the matter is we need to get out there and educate people, because not everybody's stupid, but the gate and the way to get through that gate is always being monitored. by people because they don't want certain people like myself to get in there and tear down their little false golden image and their golden calf. So when I'm saying it's unconstitutional, I'm just telling you what our forefathers are telling you right now, because to justify the right-left narrative, I would ask anybody on the planet, and namely in the United States, to tell me, because this is where it applies, to tell me where they can justify their narrative, because they cannot. That's why they're scared of guys like me. That's why they're constantly censoring guys like me. Because once I get it in the people's ear, all of a sudden their foundation goes. And they don't want you to know that a democracy is nothing more than a mob rule where 51% of the people may take away the rights of the other 49. Who said that? Thomas Jefferson said that. I was just giving you the quote from James Madison, the fourth president, known as the father of the Constitution. What did he say of democracy? He said it's been he said it's a spectacle of turbulence and contention. I just a couple minutes ago, someone said on live chat, "What's wrong with Ronald Reagan?" Well, if you go to the Ronald Reagan Museum, by the way, we had Michael Reagan on the show with us, and I've also talked to people that were we had coffee with a judge that sat on Ronald Reagan's administration. As a matter of fact, one of our board members used to be on his Department of Justice, so I knew three people, including his son. And going back over to Simi Valley, California, if you go ahead and you take a look at everything that he did there, it's exactly what Donald Trump has done. And if you look at Ronald Reagan, was blown up in the face of the people and groomed by the mainstream media as well as the movies, Hollywood as well, just like Donald Trump was. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump, for those that didn't know, he uses the exact same slogan that Ronald Reagan did, "Make America Great Again." That was all Ronald Reagan. Guess where that came from, for those that don't know? "Make Germany Great Again." It's nothing new, friends. That was Adolf Hitler. See, this is what, again, you get the point. I'm not going to sit there and ramble on about that. But let's go on here talking about the two-party system that does not exist. A democracy is nothing more than mob rule. This is why the mainstream media is always giving false polling. This is the same reason the mainstream media is always highlighting what they want you to believe, the majority, and trying to belittle you through browbeating you into believing that you're the minority when in fact they are. The second president of the United States of America, John Adams, said, "Remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes and exhausts and murders itself." Well, folks, here again, I just want to propose the question to those that are listening and watching right now. How does this line up to what our forefathers taught us? It doesn't at all. It's deceptive at every given step. And when you see how they sit there and they banner against each other, folks, even the debates, somebody called me up last week and said, "Are you going to watch the debates?" I said, "Absolutely not." Why? There's no truth in either side, and they're both working for the same. They're puppets. These are the clowns in the circus of politics. And what's sad about it is you don't know the difference, and yet I've told you a million times, and I've proven it to you over and over and over again. How many times have I had these politicians on the show, friends, where I've asked them certain constitutional elementary questions and they didn't know the answers? These guys don't know the Constitution. I did an event in Rapid City, South Dakota. There was a sitting senator of 6 years in the front row. And the Holy Ghost just led me right back, and I went over to her when I was talking about this very topic, and I asked her the question in front of everybody, "How many times have you read the Constitution?" She said she never read it. She never read it one time. This is what you're up against. Ignorance. "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge" means just that. Again, let me put it to you. Is this what's happening today? Divide and conquer? Yep, it is. I mean, yet again, Americans are continually following the example of those who are perverting this nation's foundations rather than those who established them. I'm giving you quotes. I'm giving you the originals, the founding forefathers, the modern day politicians. They are being paid to undo everything that our forefathers established. You're told that we're a democracy. Our forefathers told us to watch out for democracy because it exhausts and it murders itself. Is that what's happening? Yes, it is. Side note. Went into the post office this morning. Ministry spells work here, by the way. But went into the post office. Lady says to me, do you need more stamps? I said, no, I think we're pretty good. She said, just want to let you know that I believe it's on the 24th of this month. I could stand corrected. Either the 24th or the 27th, she said. Stamps are going up to, ready for this, 73 cents a stamp. You have got to be kidding me. I looked at her and I said, I just got a question. How long do you think this is going to go on before people say no more? You know, I in a lot of ways believe that they're doing that, the USPS, a part of this fascist state, this cult of death to the nation, Isaiah 28, 18. I believe that what they're doing is they're trying to drive us to go to the phones, to go to our computers and pay online into a cashless system. Friends, they're corralling us to do away with cash. I played a video a week and a half ago of a very well-informed person that said, when that or if that happens, Americans, you are done. Because at that point, now you have relinquished all your God-given rights and you've given all authority over to them now. And then you put yourself in a social credit score system that they have in Chinese. They tell you what you can do and what you can't do. In other words, if you don't behave yourself, we're not going to let you spend money. This is where we're at. Okay, just wanted to highlight that. Talking about self-destruction, right? Let me go over to, again, George Washington. I want you to listen to what he said, and then I will end with John Adams. George Washington said of the two-party system in 1796, the farewell address, he said that political parties are likely in the course of time and things to become potent engines by which cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men will be enabled to subvert the power of the people and to usurp for themselves the reins of government, destroying afterwards the very engines which they have lifted up to unjust dominion. Is that what's happening? Very much so. He went on to argue the alternate domination of one faction over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge, natural to party dissension, which in different ages and countries has perpetrated the most horrid enormities, is itself a frightful despotism. But this leads at length to a more formal and permanent despotism. The disorders and the miseries which result gradually incline the minds of men to seek security and repose in the absolute power of an individual. What are people doing with Trump right now? Exactly what he warned. And sooner or later, the chief of some prevailing faction, more able or more fortunate than his competitors, turns the disposition to the purposes of his own elevation. There's been nobody better than me. Nobody can do it better than me. That's the devil himself, isn't it? Isaiah 14. What do you hear from Trump? Folks, he said this is on the ruins of public liberty. We've been warned. If you want to fall, you want to keep feeding in and fueling the narrative that's there to distort and to ruin your public liberties, just keep doing what you're doing, Americans. John Adams, and I end with this. He said, there's nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and concerning measures in opposition to each other. He said, this in my humble apprehension is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. Love you enough to tell you what others aren't, folks, but we better get back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16, because if we don't, we're going to be in a lot of trouble, and we are there. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.